There's a crowd watching from a small four-tiered set of bleachers as a handful of kids use what appear to be wrestling moves to maneuver their freshly shorn sheep on stage. It's readily apparent who the judge is. The guy in khakis and a short-sleeved dress shirt who's giving the sheep a pat-down. Heck, his name is announced over the loudspeaker.
We'd like to take the opportunity once again to thank our judge today, Mr. Mark Caldwell. Mark is an actor.
That's not how it works over in the hobby building, where judges do their work in relative silence and obscurity. Floyd B., the superintendent of hobbies, yes, that's really his title, let me speak with them on the condition I kept their identities secret. Journalists have to be wary of using anonymous sources, so I had B. make his case. He says hobby exhibitors get really excited.
And they say one of them took a fourth, but they think their piece is better than the first, and then they'll want to talk to the judge.
And that's the sort of confrontation B. wants to avoid. Competition can be fierce. Take contest number 14,420, collection of miscellaneous, no antiques, music boxes.
Push the glass back so we can see a bit better.
A judge pulls out his ruler to measure the taller entries. Any that surpass 10 inches in height will be disqualified. And each one is wound to make sure it plays a tune. The glass Don Quixote in his armor, the carved wooden angel that spins, and the winner, a trio of music boxes modeled to look like miniature sewing machines.
Play. This is a sewing machine that's got some animation, but the song is Whistle While You Work. It's got twirling bears and...
That same pair of judges are also responsible for selecting the best collection of Kentucky Derby glasses, the best wrap package, and which of the 18 entries will take home the prize for contest number 14,429, refrigerator magnets, mounted. In case you're curious, I did ask, there is no contest for refrigerator magnets, unmounted.
And some of them are themed. I'm looking at one here that's Hershey's chocolate. And they've got all the way from, looks like contemporary current things, all the way back to probably reproductions of Hershey's labels from way back.
Most and then there are those that are more hodgepodge.
So we have a magnet of Sylvester, the cartoon cat, a bear holding an ornament with a Christmas tree coming out of his behind, a pig head, a... laminated box of sun-made raisins.
What is that?
Decoupage?
Yes.
Plus the tip of a peeled banana, a wooden cross, and a mini pair of pliers, all stuck to a pizza pan covered in tin foil. The judges don't select it as a winner. That goes to a group of magnets with an Alaskan theme. I can't help but ask,
do you ever look at these and say, who on earth collects magnets?
Well, being a collector myself, you know, you can take any hobby to madness.
What do you collect?
I collect antique motorcycles and antique bicycles, among other things.
How many do you have?
This is embarrassing because I'm liable to have the hoarders show up at my door sometime. But I've got about 45 motorcycles and about 85 bicycles.
So you can relate. Go ahead. Collect magnets. They take up a lot less room.
A lot less room.
There's a contest for pretty much every variety of collector. For those who collect modern cookie jars, bells, and porcelain dolls, there are special categories for juniors, novelty souvenir pencils, and comic books. And then there are the crafts contest for the best machine-embroidered pillowcase, hand-embroidered pillowcase, or appliqué pillowcase, handmade Scandinavian garment, wreath, birdhouse. The judges have to evaluate each using set criteria, sometimes for authenticity, condition, and rarity, sometimes for value, or maybe originality. It's all laid out in the general premium book, 164 pages of contests, rules, and rewards.
It's a spirit of competition, and there are some people that you get this fever as young children, and mainly through 4-H. And they just keep on, and they've been entering contests for years. They love it.
That's Billy Griswold, who, as the culinary superintendent, can't enter contests anymore, but she used to.
Do you still have some blue ribbons from days of yore?
Yes.
Make that Billy Griswold, former junior homemaker of the year, still proud all this time later.
it seems it's not about the money. Prizes may be $15 or $50. It's more about the prestige. Who gets to hang a blue ribbon on their fridge? Maybe using Illinois' best set of magnets, mounted. I'm Amanda Vinicky.